Hello, neighbor. This is Pastor Christopher Replogle of the Calvary Bible Baptist Church in Gregg, New York, and I am your pastor for the day. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 7, the Bible says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." A true fisherman tell me that knowing how to cast can increase your catch by more than 30%. For someone who spends a lot of time fishing, that could really make a difference in how many people you can invite over for dinner for a Friday fish fry. I read an article in Trail and Stream about how the right grip and stance can affect your cast, how it can improve your cast. And friend, it's amazing that so many things are to be considered when trying to snag a fish in the stream. Many people like me quit because it becomes so difficult and then we never really figure it out. And I spend all my time pretty much just untangling the line. Did you know that many people are like that in their spiritual walk? They quit before they ever get a chance to see God do something great in their life. Maybe that's you. And if so, friend, I want you to know that you're not alone. And as a matter of fact, there's way too many who are in the same boat with you, ready to call it quits before they ever see God do big things in their life. Friend, I want to read a couple verses to you, if I can, that I believe will help transform your spiritual life. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 3 through verse number 6, the Bible says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations." The Bible says, "In every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringeth into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." Now, you see that word there, the words in verse number 5, casting down. That literally means to thrust down with violence or to demolish. It might be used in a fashion of doing something in haste and with great purpose. It's kind of the same idea that you find when the order is given to flee youthful lust. Paul, speaking to the young preacher, says, "Flee youthful lust." In other words, get away from it as fast as you can. Casting down imaginations. What a scripture here. Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Friend, the very best way I know how to tell you how to cast down imaginations is just to imagine a big brown spider crawling up your arm and then imagine how you might fling your arm and cast it away. And that's the very same instruction God gives you and I to cast away imaginations as well as casting our cares upon him. See, friend, when those wicked thoughts come in our mind, or those thoughts that would lead us away from godliness and walking after Christ, we're to cast them out quickly, fast. Don't meditate. Don't slow down. Don't think about it. Friend, just cast it down. Fling it down. Get rid of it quickly and turn to the God in heaven who loves you so much that he gave his only begotten son, that you might have a hope of life with Christ in heaven when we leave this world. Friend, don't hold on to your cares. Cast them quickly upon the one and the only one who is able to carry them for you. You see, when we learn about these possibilities, then we can understand the simplicity of walking in Christ. I started with 1 Peter 5 and verse number 7, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you," just as you ought to cast quickly down those imaginations and every evil thought that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. We are to cast all our care upon him. You know, some people try to carry things as far as they can, and then they turn to the Lord. No, friend, we are to cast all our care upon him. Until you cast, you have no chance at catching the fish. But once you cast, then there's an opportunity to catch that fish, and in this case, to get rid of that burden you've been carrying along. This is Pastor Christopher Replogle from the Calvary Bible Baptist Church in Gregg, New York, your pastor for the day.